237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to kind of give you a little bit of a pep talk to let you know that, you know, winter is coming to an end despite all the storms that we've had from the panhandle of Florida, Texas, all the way to northern New England. More to come. But February is a short month, and it is the stormiest month. So it's coming to an end. It's the 16th. We've only got 12 days to go, and then we're in March. It will be warmer. The sun will be higher in the sky. The days will be longer, and you're going to see changes. So let's get excited. Let's get motivated. And if you have a question, call us. It's toll-free, 855-660-4261. We're here for you. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Martha from Maine with a question about Christmas cactus.
Martha, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with the Christmas cactus?
Well, good morning, Paul, down there in Kennebunkin, Augusta. We've had a lot of snow, too. I did hear what you recommended for the lady who called in about her cactus, but I have a beautiful cactus, Christmas cactus, that is 3 feet wide. The branches are thicker than your thumb, and it currently is in a pot that it's been in probably for a good 10 years without being repotted. That's 12 inches across and about 9 inches deep. And although it did suffer this year from being in a room that apparently was too cold, I brought it back into the kitchen area that stays warmer, and it's coming along. But I'm wondering if I should repot it. It is obviously a very heavy plant.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't repotted it for a good 10 years, but it does bloom beautifully.
Okay. If you repot it, it's going to get bigger.
Okay.
So right now, if the plant is at a size that you can handle, then leave it in that pot, and the roots are going to prevent it from getting a lot bigger. But if you move it into a pot a couple of inches larger and a little bit deeper, you're going to expect to get another 6, 8, 10 inches. So, I mean, do you have enough room for a plant to get to be that size? That's the question. But for now, I would say, you know, if everything is growing fine, it's blooming, it's healthy other than the little bit of cold that it did get, and it will rebound from it, then I would leave it in that pot. When you notice that the amount of blossoms begin to get fewer and fewer and fewer, then I would repot it. But here's what I would do. I would knock it out of the pot that it's in. I would repot it into a pot that's going to be a couple of inches wider. It doesn't have to be deeper, wider. And then I would cut it back.
Okay.
And what I would do, if you look at the foliage of your Christmas cactus, they look like the knuckles on your fingers.
Yes.
So you would break it or cut it at that joint and at that knuckle. Cut a piece about 6 inches, and you could probably take 50 cuttings on a plant the size of yours, and then get some 4-inch pots, put 3 to 4 cuttings per pot, dip them in rooting powder first, and then put them into your 4 or 5-inch pots, and you can start a whole bunch of new plants and cut down on the size of your plant, and that will give it time to get into the new soil, the roots, and it will send out the new growth in the spring, but you've already cut it back, so it's going to take time to put on that additional 6 inches of new growth, allowing you to make it easier to handle.
Okay, I did trim last week. I did trim all around it. I trimmed, but not at the knuckles. I just trimmed at the ends.
Okay. If you trim at the knuckles, then where you made that, where you snapped it or cut it, it will stay green. If you cut it in the middle of a knuckle, it's going to have a brown callus that will form where you made the cut, and it could take away from the look of your plant.
Okay.
So you may want to take a few minutes today and just with your fingers, just bend it at that knuckle so that you don't have scabs all the way around your plant.
Okay. And can you comment on using a solution of 2 tablespoons of Epsom salts and 1 gallon of water for tomato plants?
Oh, that's like a gift from the gods. Tomatoes and peppers love Epsom salt. Excuse me. And that's just a regular Epsom salt that you would buy at the drugstore. So you take warm water, you dissolve it until it's just water. And what I do is I use a watering can that has a round, what they call a rose on it. So it's like a shower. And you wet the foliage and the flower buds. So as soon as you notice that your peppers have nice white flowers, give them a good shower with the Epsom salt. Make sure you get all the flowers wet. And then after you've done everybody, put about 1 quart of the solution right at the base of each of your tomatoes and pepper plants. And it's like magic. It's an old-time fertilizer. My grandfather told me about this many, many years ago, and he said, you know, in my days, we didn't have fertilizer. The only fertilizer that they had was hydrous. And hydrous is long, long gone. And unfortunately, it was purchased and just taken off the market, which is a real sin in my book. But if you can feed them with the Epsom salt and then use your regular tomato fertilizer, you're going to have the best looking tomatoes and peppers. The foliage will be greener. It will be thicker. It will be more disease resistant. And your fruit will give you the same thing. Bigger fruit, tastier fruit, and firmer fruit. Sometimes you'll grow tomatoes, and when you go to slice it, it's all liquid. There's no meat on the inside. And the Epsom salt will help to give you more meat. And on your peppers, it will give you a thicker wall. So when you cut it.
Because like you, my grandfather recommended it years ago, and I use it every year on my tomato plants. But how often should you use the 2 tablespoons to 1 gallon of water on your tomato plants? How often?
If you did it twice a year, that would be plenty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not something that you've got to do like like Miracle-Gro that you have got to do every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If you did this once when they start to really bloom, and then maybe in July, do it again. As long as you, when you apply it, you do it on a day that's cloudy and cool. You don't want to do it on a day where the weatherman says, we're going to have bright sun today. It's going to be 95 degrees. If you do that, you're going to burn all the foliage. So
yeah.
A nice cloudy day, give it a chance to be absorbed. Then it will adjust, and you'll be in great shape.
Okay, great. Thank you. Well,
thank
stay
you
warm. And don't shovel too much.
It just keeps coming.
I don't know
what's going on.
I know. We'll make some snow angels.
That's right.
And one other thing. Would you have Leanne come on and talk about feeding the birds now that it's winter? And you know, I know you have her come on and her absolutely so many times during the spring and summer. But if she could come on during the winter, that would be helpful.
Okay, I'll give her a call tomorrow and see what we can do for you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If we can help you, call us right now. It's 9:15 and time is running short. 855-660-4261. Call now.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I, too, was hooked.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. If you would like more information on gardening, go to my website, which is paulparent, like mom and dad, .com. Click on newsletter and put your email address, hit submit, and you will receive a free email newsletter every single Thursday that I write. And we're going to put the information from Vegetable School, in case you missed it, at 8 o'clock. That will be in there every single week, and a lot more. So go to the website, paulparent.com, and if you'd like to join us, we're headed to France in late July and early August to celebrate the 70th anniversary of D-Day. And we're going to be traveling all over France. We're going to Monet's Garden. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. And we've arranged to leave the hotel early so that we can beat all of the tour buses there. And that way you can take better pictures instead of one fill full of people blocking the beauty of the garden. An olive plantation, and you'll see how they grow olives and process them and change them to oil. A beautiful vineyard that's rated in the top 10% of France, and it's unique, and when you see it, you'll know why. A truffle farm, and you'll watch the dogs dig the truffles out of the ground, taste them, and the you'll have lots of time in Paris. You'll see beautiful cities like Avignon, Chateau de la Pape, which is the home of the popes because they were in France for 200 to 300 years, and a lot more. And all that information is on the website. It's a great trip. You'll make a lot of friends. And if you're traveling by yourself, Church Travel will work with you to set you up with
other people that are traveling by themselves, and that will save you money in the cost of the trip. But can you imagine being on the beaches of Normandy, the cemetery, and to see what it was like when the Americans, with the help of the British, the French, and the Canadians, stormed the beaches. 200,000 American soldiers hit the beaches that day. 9,000 were killed, but it was the start of the end of the German Empire in Europe. So check it out. We'd love to have you join us. It's going to be a great vacation. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Peter from New Hampshire with a question about greenhouses.
Peter, how can we help you with the greenhouse today? Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Paul, first I want to go on record saying that I love the snow. I love what's going on here, and I love the winter. I know everybody else is probably against me on that, but I want to. I just want to put in a plug for winter.
I love it too. The more, the better.
absolutely, yes. You know, on the south side of the house, we've got a little patio. Actually, a good sized patio, and I was thinking, you know, we've got some geraniums that we kind of, like, we've got down in the cellar. And I was thinking maybe, like, in mid-March or, like, maybe third week of March, to make this just a little greenhouse, just really something really small, like 4x4, putting out in the patio and sticking the geraniums underneath. I mean, is that, you know, have you had any experience with that? Is that something, I mean, just with, you know, like a wood frame and some plastic and stuff. I mean, is that something you think can work, or is it not worth the bother?
When I was in college, I was studying agriculture. I went to University of Massachusetts, the Stockbridge School of Agriculture, which if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I am today. It's an unbelievable school, and I'll tell you, when I came home from my freshman year, I went to the dump, and it was a huge pile of storm windows, the old-fashioned wooden windows, and I built a greenhouse with storm windows, and we've worked on that for probably 10 years, grew all of our tomatoes. Yes, build it. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more
more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Peter, that we just talked to, let me give you a website that you can look at. It's www.solex.com. Solex.com is a greenhouse company, and they make small greenhouses for somebody like you. And it's a good company. And again, the website is solex.com. There are locations all over the country, and if it's something that you like, I'll give you a phone number. The number is 425-890-2771. Okay? If you need more information, just email me at pparent@roadrunner.com. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from Mass with a question about rhubarb.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me about your rhubarb.
Well, we moved here about a year and a half ago from New York State, where we had, beautiful rhubarb bushes. And we tried to grow them here because we like them so much. And we planted five times, and they all died.
Five times, and they all died. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you bought the rhubarb, did it come in a plastic bag, or did you buy it from a box where it was loose?
Gee, I don't remember.
Or were they potted and already growing?
They were already growing.
Okay, so they were potted.
Yes, I guess okay. They were potted, yes.
Okay. Now, did they get plenty of sun?
Oh, yes, lots of sun.
Okay. What you need to do, I love rhubarb. I make stewed rhubarb, and I make rhubarb cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it in my newsletter so that everybody can enjoy it. My rhubarb, what I did is the first 2 years I left it alone. I did not pick. I gave it a chance to really, really get established.
Uh-huh.
So what you want to do is to buy your plants from your local nursery, dig a hole twice the size of your pot, and dump in probably a quarter to half a bag of compost and blend it in with the soil where you're going to be planting, because the better the soil, the better your rhubarb will grow.
Okay.
Okay. Then, if your soil is on the sandy side, then add soil moist. And soil moist looks like rock salt, size-wise. And for a rhubarb plant, all you need is 1 tablespoon. That's it. And you're going to put that in with the compost, blend it all in, and it will expand 200 times so that your rhubarb will get all the water that it needs. And even during the heat of summer, July and August, the soil moist granules will be in your garden. They will swell from a piece of rock salt to bigger than your thumb. And it looks like jello. And it will keep that, because those plants have got huge leaves.
Yeah.
So the better the water supply, the better it's going to grow. Now, for a fertilizer, you need microbes. And there are two companies that sell a fertilizer with microbes. Dr. Earth Vegetable and Fruit and Berry Fertilizer has probiotics. And that's a series of microbes and bacteria that will stimulate the roots and the plants to grow better. And then Espoma, they have a vegetable fertilizer for fruits and berries that has all of these beneficial microbes like mycorrhizae and the different bacterias that we have in our soils, but there's not enough of it. And if you can blend the compost, the soil moist, and a little bit of either the Dr. Earth or the Espoma and plant in there, keep it moist, you're going to have the best rhubarb. But again, the first year, leave it alone. I know you want to pick some of the leaves. Leave it alone and give it a chance to get established. The second year, you're going to see it probably will triple its size. You can pull a few leaves here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third year, you can go crazy.
Oh, okay. You know, I can't even find it in stores around here.
What can't you find?
The rhubarb. I can't even find it in stores here. Frozen rhubarb.
No, it's very, very hard to get. And what I do on my rhubarb, and it's really helped a great deal. When my rhubarb comes and it starts to make a flower,
uh-huh.
I take my pruners and I remove every flower stalk on that plant because it takes energy to make seed, and I don't want the seed. I want the energy to go into foliage to make that plant stronger. So the really skinny leaves, I leave them there. The great big uh-huh. fat ones, those are the ones that I take from the plant. And it does freeze very, very good.
Oh, yes, it does. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And it's thanks to the snow that I found you. I'm a first-time caller, but not a last-time caller.
Well, I thank you so much. And, you know, if you get a chance, sign up for our email newsletter. And that way you'll get information every single week where we're working on a lot of changes for the email newsletter. This past week, for example, I did a story on Valentine's Day flowers, and I did a story on blueberries and strawberries. And the man that has been helping us has been ill and has not been able to put everything on the website. But that's going to be taken care of in the next couple of weeks so that you can go to the archive, get the information for the newsletter that you missed. But rhubarb will be coming up. So sign up for it today. It's free. And I'll tell you how to grow rhubarb. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Wonderful. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye now. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Steve from Maine with a question about potatoes.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me about your potatoes. What do you want to do?
Well, for the last couple of years, when I harvest my potato and I cut my potato in half, it has like a yolk inside with a hollow spot. It's discolored, and it has some darkness into it. So it appears to be that they've got a disease, and I have to discard them all. And yeah. I relocated them in a different bed last year, and the same thing happened.
Okay. That I am not sure what the cause is, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to Johnny Select Seed during the week, and we'll get somebody who can talk about potatoes and a way to solve your problem. Now, vegetable school is at 8 o'clock. So if you can tune in, if your favorite radio station does not carry the show at 8, go on the computer and type in GCNLive.com. And that way you can listen to the show on the internet all 4 hours. But I'll do some research. I'll talk with Johnny Select Seed, and we'll see if we can help you out next Sunday at 8 o'clock. How's that?
Sounds good. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, and I appreciate the phone call. We have open lines. We have a few minutes left. We can get a couple of calls in, so call right now. And potatoes are so good. My mother grew up in Bangor, Maine. And she always told us that when it was time to plant the potatoes in the spring, they closed school for a week. And all the kids, no matter how big you were, you worked in the field and you planted potatoes. And in the fall, the same thing. School was canceled for a week, and everybody picked potatoes. And it's so funny, and I can still see my mom in my eyes. She was a nurse at Mass General in Boston. She would get home, take off her jacket, and start to peel potatoes before she did anything. And if she didn't have potatoes at every meal, she would almost shake because she loved potatoes. So, and I love them also. So that's what it's all about, folks. Call and we'll help you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gene from Mass with a question about shrubbery.
Gene, how can we help you with your shrubs today?
Actually, it's not for me. I'm really calling for my son who lives in Akron, Ohio.
Okay.
And he is trying to figure out what kind of a shrub to plant in the front of his house. It's all sunny most of the day, and it's very warm there all summer. And he wants a non-flowering shrub. So I said, I think I'll call Paul and see if he can, I don't know, give me some ideas. Unless I have to fine-tune it more and get back to you.
Okay.
I don't know how tall he wants them or how short he wants them.
Okay. And it gets sun all day, you said, right?
Most of the day. Yep.
Most of the day.
Most of the day.
If he wants, there is a family of plants that you can go to a nursery, and they have low, medium, and tall growing. It's an evergreen, and it's called Ilex, I-L-E-X, second name, Crenata, C-R-E-N-A-T-A. Ilex crenata.
And that's
okay?
I-L-E-X.
Right. And
okay.
Ilex is the holly family.
Okay.
Except that this leaf is the size of your thumbnail.
Okay.
Okay? You don't need male and female. It doesn't produce fruit. You can shape them. Some, as I said, will grow like a couple of feet. Some will grow 4, and some will grow 6-7 feet tall. So that's one shrub that has a universal appearance. The other one is juniper. And there's a lot of beautiful varieties of juniper. And they're the type of plant that will take less amount of moisture.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gail from New Hampshire with a question about impatience.
Gail, good morning. How can we help you with your impatience today?
It was so nice to talk with you. We have always had impatience at the end of our driveway. We have a very shady property, and they've always done very well, and this last year, I think they were infected with that disease.
Yep, downy mildew.
Yes, they died, and I have a couple of questions. Well, are they still, if I buy more impatiens this spring, will they also be infected with this disease?
If you buy impatiens and you plant them in the same area and you don't treat them, they will be infected with that same disease.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a company called Monterey Lawn and Garden, and they have a product called AgriFoss.
AgriFoss.
It was developed for the grape industry to control diseases. And when this downy mildew hit 2 years ago, it went from Florida to Oregon to Maine to California in 1 year. It just took over. And nobody knew what the cause was. And over the winter,
all of the major universities dealing in horticulture tested every fungicide that they knew about, and the only product that stopped it is this Agrifos. Now, it's also sold by organic labs under the name Organica. Organocide.
Okay.
So Organocide and that are the same product, just offered by two different companies.
Now, do you do that treating of it before, right after you've planted it?
What I did last year, because I had the same problem. I love impatiens, and up until 2 years ago, it was the number one selling annual in the country. Mm-hmm. And it's dropped now to number five because of it. So what you do is you mix the product in a bucket. So you make a gallon. You take your impatiens, put on a pair of latex gloves so you don't get any chemical on you, and you dip it in so that you get the roots and the foliage wet, and then plant it.
Okay?
And then every 2 weeks, I mixed up a little bit in a pump sprayer, and also at the same time, I put a liquid fertilizer in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I sprayed the foliage with the fertilizer and that product, and I never had a problem. Now,
okay.
The other thing that I did is I sprayed the whole bed. So I planted, I dipped, I planted, and then I dumped what was left in my watering can, and I spread it evenly on top of the soil to kill any spores that disease made. And then
now,
I did
do you think, Paul, that I should do something with the soil before I plant anything? I mean, it shouldn't be. Do I have to replace it, or can I just
no.
treat that soil?
If you spray it with the Agrifos or Organocide, the different university, Rutgers, Florida. Oh, what school in Florida? I think it's Florida State, Ohio State University. There's like eight or nine who found this result. And what they said is this. The spore that's made by the disease will live in your soil for up to 3 years if not treated.
Okay.
So that if you didn't plant impatiens in there, in 3 years it would be gone. But if you treat it, you're going to kill the spores, and then you don't have to worry about it, and you can enjoy impatiens every single year.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you, and you have a great week. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you, especially Tom. Bye-bye.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.